that is a hard act to follow, honestly. I'm not saying that. Okay, for my mentoring project, I chose fashion design. I chose fashion design because I always thought it would be really, really cool to actually design something and see it be the next big trend or see it in shops that I would just normally go to. So my first step was to find a mentor. So I was lucky enough to find a fashion designer named Robin Denis, who unfortunately couldn't be here tonight, but I'd like to thank her. And when our first meeting was devoted to explaining the fashion process, what actually goes into just one garment of clothing. So she explained to me that there was actually from the day you actually design the skirt to the day that it gets put in stores, there is 339 days between designing the skirt and actually getting it manufactured. I didn't have that long, but I was hoping that I could pretty much mock what was happening at Nordstrom's, where she worked as a fashion designer. So what I did after I learned about it was to I looked through magazines and newspapers, and I went shopping, and I made a board out of all the trends. It's called a trend report, and it's all the upcoming trends of winter 2004. And so I noticed a lot of polka dots, fitted jackets, fake fur trimmings, flutter sleeves, cropped sweaters, broad stripes, novelty pants fabrications, lace and satin tribbing. So I just put it all on there. And then I now knew what kind of clothes were trendy, but I now had to figure out what colors were in at the moment. So I made a color card with using colors and inspirations for those colors that I had seen around. I saw a lot of emeralds, deep blues, icy blues, deep rich crushed velvet, kind of purpley and light pink. So I made it, and I went to the paint store, and I found paint samples of the colors I liked. So then the next step was to decide what kind of item of clothing I want to make, a blouse, a camisole, a skirt, pants, or pantsuit. So I decided to make a skirt. And so I decided on a knee-length skirt, and I searched through magazines, and I was inspired by different, like, structures of garments and textures, and so I made, like, 16 rough sketches in pencil, and then I copied it in pen and ink, and I put it on this board, all my top designs. They don't look like much right now, but I had an idea in my head of exactly what I wanted to do. I found out that fashion design, you have to write out every single detail. How big the waistband's going to be, what kind of hook and eye you're going to use, or buttons, or zippers, how exactly long it's going to be. And I was kind of astounded at how many details. She kept telling me more details, more details. So I had fun with that, though. And so then I picked my top design, three designs. I think I chose this one, and this one. And I decided to make this one. And so the design process was over, and I now wanted to create my skirt. So I was lucky and found a seamstress named Janet Nichols to help me. And she co-owned Back of Beyond Kayak, so it was very handy just to walk after school over to her workshop. She described it as a corner, though. It wasn't really a workshop. It was a corner where she kept her machines and all her personal stuff. And so the first day, I actually had made a rough sketch before that. showing how the technical, this is called a flat technical sketch, of what I wanted to make was in the skirt, and then it had pleats in it, so I had to draw how much depth I wanted in the pleat, and how wide I wanted the pleat. And so we looked at this, and we made an accurate measurement card, which has the measurements of your wrist, your hips, your butt, your ankles, everything. It's just a rough measuring card, and it's good to keep around so that you can make more clothes. And so I did that. And then the next step was to make the pattern, because I had actually created the design, so we had to make a pattern. She lent me pattern paper, and I was supposed to go home and draw in pencil the measurements that I had found on this, the top and the bottom pieces of the skirt. But I had a hard time with that, so I had to go back to her, and she helped me draw it. That was, I say, if I had a least favorite part, that would be my least favorite part, because it was quite tedious, and you had to get it very exact. The skirt had to be exact, because what you drew on that pattern paper was what's going to show up on the fabric. So then I finally got it done, and I cut the pattern paper out, the design out, and then I pinned it to my fabric, and then I cut that out. And there was a lot of extra fabric, and I was not sure of exactly how it turned out, because there was we had to leave excess fabric for the seam allowance, which is how much excess fabric is going to be left hanging out when you sew it together. And we also had to allow for darts. And I never, until this moment, got the meaning of darts. These are darts, by the way. But I just thought they were kind of ugly, pointless lines on the dress, basically. But I learned that darts are very convenient, because if you need to, say you lost weight or you gain weight, you can take in the darts or you can let out the darts. And so I was happy. I was happy to learn a new factoid. And so then after we had cut it out, we started sewing, and I really love sewing, so it was the funnest part, and that didn't take me too long. And I learned how to use a new machine, a serger. And a serger is basically, it makes things even. It makes so rough edges are calm, they're suddenly straightened, so it stitches, and it rips. It has two little knives, and they go back and forth. And one of the mistakes I made, I'm happy to point out my mistakes, are I accidentally fed my skirt into the serger. And so I got a tiny little rip right here. But Janet was fast to act and told me not to move, because the cut would fray. And she quickly fixed it with adhesive fabric glue. And so you can barely see it now. And so then I, so after we did that, we had the zipper. So I'm not exactly going in order, but these are the parts that I really remember, because I'd never done a zipper before. And she taught me this trick to make, we could not find a black zipper, so we found a dark navy blue one. But it wasn't a problem, because the trick that Janet showed me was how to actually hide the zipper. So there's this little thing, right, this little patch of fabric right over it, and it just hides it nicely, and it makes it lie flat, and I had fun putting in the zipper. And then I remember doing the darts, and the darts, as I said, I was not excited until I found out what the darts were, but when I did, I had fun sewing them up. They took several tries, because I didn't get it. One was that big, one was that big on the same side, but I eventually got it right. And then another thing, we had to put the pleats on, and the pleats was what I was really worried about. We had to use 200 inches of fabric just to go around this small bottom of the skirt. And so we used 200 inches, and I was amazed at that. But we managed to do it, and it was just a simple pinning on to the actual body of the skirt. And after I got them on, I was so glad I had included pleats because they really make the skirt. And I also, then we serged the bottom of the pleats. And then the last step was to put in the hook and eye, which is at the top of the zipper at my skirt. You probably can't see it, but it's there. And so the hook and eye was fun, and I was so excited to be on the last step of my skirt that I was actually going to get to wear. Throughout this process, we had been trying it on. We had tried it on from the pattern. We had just put pin paper to my legs, and we had tried it on when it was just not even no stitches on it yet. And it was just great. And so when I finally got it on, I was so happy, and I wanted to wear it all. I wanted to wear it today, the whole day. But I also wanted it to be a surprise, so I didn't. But I wanted to thank Janet Nichols and Robin Denis for letting me have this great experience. I definitely want to pursue fashion design in the future. So look for my name, Sophie Lowell. And I had a lot of fun, and I just think it's great. I want to thank Cindy as well for giving us this wonderful experience, and my class for supporting me, and Janet, and Robin, who couldn't be here. Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Oh, yeah. And the school would also like to thank Janet. Oh, wait, yes, Tanada? Well, I thought I was going to do like a wool because it was winter and it was cold. Afraid to do a skirt cold. But I decided that this is a wool and cotton mix, and it's really stretchy and comfortable, and it's like a pair of pants for jeans. And I had a picture in my mind as soon as I drew that to have gray, just neutral kind of color. But yeah. And I would like to thank Janet Nichols. And she was just great this entire project.
Oh, good.